Show and the Tournament of Roses Parade. Don't forget our big live webcast of that, unedited, uncensored, on January 1st. I want you to go to philhenryshow.com to find out how you can sign up and hear on demand our uncensored, unedited, unexpurgated, unmitigated, unmessed with broadcast, webcast on the internet only of the Tournament of Roses Parade. You can't get it anywhere else. They won't let us do it on the radio. They won't allow it on television. The Tournament of Roses Parade itself can't even believe that we are going to do what will it sound like this.
Here comes another piece of street.
Yes, another piece of street, and not too far behind that piece of street is another bunch of people waving flags.
This is a band, and the band is the Johnson City, Tennessee, hailing from the Volunteer State, bunch of jackass, I don't know what they're called.
There you go. Go to philhenryshow.com for more. philhenryshow.com, and you'll be able to sign up for the special webcast that is on January the 1st, and it is on demand, so enjoy yourself. We got the gentleman on the line here. Alhambra, hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Am I on the air?
You are on the air, sir.
All right. I am very sorry. I have a very bad temper. But last night I was in front of my house. Has anybody called Mr. Henry about Southern California Edison?
No, nobody has called about that. Are you talking about the rate hike?
I'm talking about what those guys are doing to the state of California. We have got an energy shortage, which means we are not allowed to use our Christmas lights, and they're going to have a rate hike.
I know that. I understand that. I hear that the rates are going to be hiked, and that there's still going to be maybe rolling blackouts, and so it's not a very good situation.
Well, I purchased almost $800 worth of Christmas lights, and I have a beautiful nativity scene, and I have an automatic reindeer and Santa display, you know.
And so you got the whole deal?
Yes, sir. I've got a very significant and impressive nativity scene and Christmas display. But we're not allowed to turn them on.
Well, the governor and everybody says don't turn on the Christmas lights because we're going to have blackout. We're going to have rolling blackouts. Because the state of California doesn't have any juice because of deregulation.
Because of deregulation and because of the inability of Southern California Edison to provide electricity. That's all there is to it. And now they want to stick their heads in my pocket. And I'll tell you something. I saw a Southern California Edison truck going down the street. And may God forgive me. But I...
What? May God forgive you for what?
Well, I lost my temper.
What did you do, pal? You didn't shoot at them?
No, I didn't shoot at them. But I threw I got so angry that I threw the baby Jesus at the truck. And
you threw what?
I have a nativity scene, and I picked up the baby Jesus figurine and threw it at the Southern California Edison truck.
Is there a... let me ask you something. There isn't any problem. You didn't hurt anybody, did you?
No, I didn't even hit the truck with it, but I was so angry that I threw it at the truck, and I'm so disturbed because it's a sacrilege in my religion. And...
What religion are you, sir?
I'm Lutheran. And it's a sin to throw any kind of religious icon. And I was very frustrated. I was very crazy. My wife asked me what was wrong, and I told her to go back in the house.
Well, what are you afraid is going to happen?
What I'm afraid, Mr. Henry, is that Southern California Edison is inspiring these acts of religious desecration because they can't provide us with electricity.
Yeah, but you're the guy that picked up the baby Jesus figurine and threw it at the Southern California Edison truck. You're the guy that...
Yes, I know that.
You're the guy that reached down and... Was this a baby Jesus figure that was laying in a manger?
It was in our nativity scene, yes, sir.
I mean, you lost your temper.
But Southern California Edison, in my opinion, drove me to it. by their inability to provide me with electricity so that we could have beautiful Christmas lights.
And for those of you who aren't aware, everybody in California knows we're having a rolling blackout situation. We're having a...
And the guy next door does...
Yeah, I hold on for a minute. We're having an energy crunch here in California because we don't have enough power. I guess we don't have enough power stations online. We also have deregulation, which is... I'm not sure how that figures into it, and they've gone to the Public Utilities Commission and asked for a rate hike. And that's angering, isn't it?
That angers me because they want more money. But
you're the guy that picked up the baby Jesus figurine and threw it at the Southern California Edison truck.
No, sir. I think their hearts are as black as coal, and I'm so very sorry that I desecrated a religious site through my anger. All right, so I just want to say that Southern California Edison has caused me to desecrate and to violate a religious symbol. And I knew Edison was evil, and this proves it. Okay?
But you're the guy. You hear what I'm saying?
But their evil rate hikes forced my hand. I had no choice but to throw their Jesus dummy. And so I am warning your listeners, don't let this happen to you, because if you feel... The way most Californians do about Edison, if you see one of their trucks, you may be so angry that Edison will force you to, you know, I just don't know. A friend of mine, Don Steele, said, I bet you Edison would force you to know a nun carnally. Edison made me do it, and I don't know if I'll go to hell.
All right, I don't know that, sir, you have a lot of anger, obviously, toward Edison.
I feel I'll go to hell.
You're a Lutheran, and you threw a Jesus dummy.
Well, it's the little baby Jesus dummy that they put in the manger.
Okay, you threw the Jesus dummy down the street because you were angry at Edison, and you're afraid that other people will be angry at Edison as well.
Yes, I am.
Well, they are. People are angry at Southern California Edison. They're angry at their mismanagement of our resource. They're angry at their mismanagement of our electrical power, okay? It doesn't mean that Southern California Edison is necessarily going to make somebody go out and have sex with a nun, okay?
Well, I believe that I'm a very religious man, and my Lutheran faith is important to me.
And I appreciate that.
And if they can make me get so angry that I toss the Jesus the baby.
Did you find it?
What?
Did you go down the street and get the Jesus dummy that you threw?
Yes, I did, sir. Yes, I did, sir. And I brought it back and glued the head. The head had come off. And I glued the head back on, but it was crooked. I just feel I'm an instrument of their evil.
All right, well, you know, I'm not happy with the way Edison has managed things either. But I have to say to you that you tossed that baby Jesus dummy down the street.
Sir, they did it to me, sir. They forced me to...
They didn't pick that dummy up and throw... And let's not call it a Jesus dummy, okay? The little baby Jesus figurine. What's it made out of?
It's made out of some kind of plaster of Paris.
So it's not that...
No, I just...
Yeah, I mean, you see the Southern California Edison truck go down the street, you get angry, you reach down, you grab the baby Jesus dummy, and you throw it.
It's just like that. And the Edison trucks are orange, just like the flames of hell. It was almost as if I was throwing Christ into hell.
Well, I think you're overreacting. And I don't think...
You don't know my religion.
All right, I may not know your religion, but I think you're overreacting. I don't think you're through... It's a figure, okay?
It is a replica of the way the baby Jesus looked the day he laid in a manger. It had diapers on and a little pig face. And all I'm saying is I'm going to rot in hell for the things that I think about doing with it sometimes.
You think about doing other things with it? Do you?
I do.
Like what? Like what?
I don't want to say.
It's one thing to throw the baby Jesus dummy down the street at the Edison truck. Now you're telling me that you think about doing other things with the Jesus dummy.
Yes, sir.
You're scaring me, man. 1-800-449-8686. This guy is, he's so angry at Edison because he can't use his Christmas lights that he picked up a baby Jesus out of the manger that he has and threw it at the Edison truck. And that was going down his street. And apparently, he thinks he's going to burn in hell. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. And I understand your name is Lloyd, sir. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you live in Alhambra?
Yes, I do. And a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you. You threw a baby Jesus figurine from a nativity scene that your wife and you have in the front lawn?
Yes, our nativity scene. We've had that for a lot of years.
And you were angry at the Southern California Edison utility truck going down the street because there's no power in California these days.
Oh, yes, sir. And nobody is allowed to use their Christmas lights. And I saw these, and I won't use the word, but it begins with a B, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir, I do.
Going down the road, and I got so angry, I just reached out and grabbed the Jesus dummy. And I threw it, and I thought, oh, God, what have I done? Oh, God. This is the symbol of our Lord Jesus Christ as an infant, and I threw it at a truck. And it broke in half, and I felt as if I'd committed rape. And I
just relax, because I've got some people who want to talk to you.
Huh?
I have some people who would like to talk to you.
Yes, sir. You know, I could get my wife out of the other...
No. Just you. You hold on, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do we have here? Susan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment to the gentleman in California. I have family in California, and I certainly commiserate with the pain that the Californians are going through.
Yeah, they won't let us
power.
Turn on the Christmas lights out here because of the electricity.
I just want to make one comment to you. First of all, I do believe that we all get angry.
Yes,
regardless
I did.
Regardless of how angry we get.
I did get angry, yes.
Well, let me finish. I have just two comments.
Oh, all right, uh-huh.
We all get angry, but we are all held accountable for our actions.
Okay,
so,
uh-huh.
I think what you're feeling is you're feeling badly because of what you did. Not that it was... Yes, it was a baby Jesus, and that makes it worse.
Well, it desecrated the infant Jesus' thing.
Let the lady finish, Lloyd, okay? Let the lady finish.
All right,
My point is, and I called because I also am Lutheran.
Oh, yes, yes, uh-huh.
And I believe what you're feeling is embarrassment and or... you're sorry for what you did, and if you are a Lutheran, you know that you ask for forgiveness, and forgiveness will be granted. So that's
well,
all you need to do.
Well, you know, I did do that, and then I looked down at the Jesus dummy that I tried to glue it back together, and a funny thing happened, Mr. Hendry, and this good lady, I'll tell you, the Jesus, the wooden Jesus head looked back at me, and I felt so ashamed.
You're feeling
the wooden...
what you're feeling bad is for, about is getting angry.
All right, hold it together, though, Lloyd. Okay. Look, all it was a wooden head, man.
But why was it looking at me?
Because you laid it back in the manger, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's going to look back up at you.
Oh, that's a rough one.
Look, man, you picked it up. You threw it. Take responsibility. I think that's what you're saying, Susan, right?
Absolutely.
Take responsibility for your actions.
And ask for forgiveness and
God. But I desecrated it.
Is there such a thing in the Lutheran faith of desecrating a religious symbol like that?
I broke the head off on it and glued it on crooked.
Well.
Oh, God.
I think I've made my point.
Thank you very much for your call. Here is Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. I feel so bad for you, but you should know
Are you Lutheran?
No, we used to be Catholic, though. I'm a Christian now, so the thing that you have done
I pitched the Jesus dummy down the street.
No, sir.
Yes, I did.
Listen, your sin was the sin of anger. And all
right, that's what I'm trying to tell him.
And all you need do is go before the Lord, confess your anger, go to your church.
Oh, but I'm doing that right now on the Mr. Henry show.
Very good.
And the Mary dummy, the Mary figurine that my wife and I have, it looked at me because I threw the dummy Jesus.
These are merely plastic. They represent something, but
yes.
There is no. I mean, that's not a human being.
Yeah, I mean, this is your nativity scene on your front lawn, sir, right?
Yes, sir.
Is it made out of plastic?
They're wooden.
Well, they're wooden. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
You know what it says in Scripture, that people who make images of wood and adore them, that's an idol, and you don't do that.
No, I don't, but I noticed that the Joseph dummy and the Mary dummy looked at me as if I was a piece of crap.
You know full well they didn't. You know full
well. No,
well.
I know that they weren't doing it, but that was the feeling I got because of my anger.
No, your feeling is
well,
because you were angry.
Yeah, you were feeling guilty for being angry, so
That's
when you
right.
looked at the Mary figurine, she was looking at you and you thought, oh, Mary hates me.
Yes, and I know she hates me
because
I threw her kid. I threw her kid.
Mary doesn't hate anyone.
Why would a mother? Are you a mother, dear? Have you had
children? Oh, I was a mother 6 times.
Okay. If someone picked up one of your babies and pitched it down the street, you would obviously be very angry.
Sir, that was wood. That was not a vital human being.
Huh?
That's wood.
Uh-huh.
And it has no feeling. It's merely a representation. And you know full well in your religion, and I know that you're not supposed to you're not supposed to give that representation any kind of how should I say, you're not supposed to venerate it.
Mary, but I pitched the baby Jesus down the street and it busted off its head.
So
the Mary dummy would be angry if she was real, wouldn't she?
No, a dummy, that's a dummy. You just said the word.
Hold
the dummy can't do anything.
Hold on for a minute.
What's going on?
There's something in the hallway.
Poor sir.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're so...
Okay, it's the Mary dummy.
Wait a minute.
The Mary dummy's in the hallway. Why is it there?
Maybe your wife moved it in from the front lawn.
Okay.
You're superstitious. And that's something... That's something that you shouldn't be as a loser.
I think we need to look at something else right now, Lloyd, if I may.
Yes, sir?
You said you saw the Mary dummy in the hallway.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you been to a doctor or a psychiatrist?
Oh, okay. See, I get it now. You think I'm nuts.
Well, didn't you say you saw the Mary dummy in the hallway?
Look, I saw the Mary dummy in the hallway holding one of my wife's brand-new steak knives. Okay?
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying, Dorothy? You know what I'm saying, don't you?
I don't know what you're saying, sir.
I'm saying I saw the Mary figurine from our nativity scene standing in the hallway holding one of my wife's steak knives.
Sir, that's impossible.
Uh-huh.
A wooden dummy couldn't do that, and you know that yourself.
But wouldn't she, if she were real, want to get back at me for beheading her son?
If she were real, but that is wood and that is not real.
Uh-huh.
So
you can assure me, then, that the Mary dummy isn't going to try to stick a knife in me.
No, sir. No, sir. Mary wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Mary was all love, as was her son. And do that to you.
I got to go out now and talk to the three wise men dummies
that
if they want to move back in the garage. I got to go ask the three wise men dummies if they want to go back in the garage.
Oh.
Okay, look, you hold on. I think you're... what do you think of this guy, Dorothy?
Well,
you guys want to go back in the garage?
He's misrep...
Huh? You can go back in the garage.
He's talking to the dummies.
Yeah.
All right, you can stay outside then.
1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, well...
What's it going to be, inside or outside?
.800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Well, anyway, we were talking about what we're going to do on the 1st of January for our webcast. Which TV network we would have you guys watch as we do the audio. Now, again, keep in mind that this is a webcast that will contain completely unedited commentary on the Rose Parade. And this is an amazing thing. Now, I don't have a problem with the Rose Parade. The only thing about the Rose Parade is that it is, you know, it's in need of some kind of anti-commentary. It is in desperate need of that. And there hasn't really been anything out there like what we're going to do ever. I mean, it just needs, you got to really take the constraints off and let it rock and roll. The Rose Parade's just the beginning for us. The Rose Parade is just the beginning for us doing unedited webcasts. I think a unedited webcast of the Super Bowl would be phenomenal. Now, yes, they own the rights. I think we can get around that. I think the Super Bowl, I think Monday Night Football needs, desperately needs what we're going to provide for the Rose Parade, because you've heard Monday Night Football. You've heard how it has, it's destroyed, it's eating itself. There's nowhere to go for that broadcast but down. Nowhere to go but down. They've had some of the most exciting ball games that they've had in years on Monday Night Football this year, and it continues to devolve. The play-by-play, the commentary, I don't know what the problem is. Individually, these are three talented guys, Al Michaels, Dan Fouts, Dennis Miller, but it just ain't working, man. And what they need, and I will tell you what sports broadcasting needs, and we were going to bring this to another sports entity here in the Los Angeles area, which I will not mention, because I thought we were going to get the rights to a certain sports entity, and we did not. They went ahead and signed with another station, and I'm not going to mention who, and I'm not even going to mention the team. But we had plans to bring to sports broadcasting and sports commentary a kind of commentary that would be history-making. History-making. Because what sports suffers from, and believe me, I know this because I worked for radio stations that have been flagships for a variety of sports enterprises for years. When I was in Atlanta, I worked for the Atlanta Falcon and Atlanta Brave flagship. When I was in Minneapolis, I worked for the Minnesota Twin and Minnesota Viking flagship station. When I was in Miami, I worked for the Miami Dolphin flagship station. And very briefly in Los Angeles, I worked for the LA Raider flagship. And there's one thing that you find out very soon, very quickly, is none of these sports franchises want to be criticized. They don't want to be criticized, even though they're being paid a fairly significant amount of money for, at least for radio. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket for them. Today, radio rights to football, for instance, is nothing. It's nothing, and it probably doesn't get you any audience at all. But in any event, one of the reasons for that, it's not interesting to listen to. It just isn't interesting to listen to. And what we were going to do was bring a new level of commentary to sports broadcasting that people are so hungry, they're so desperately hungry for. They want to hear people go nuts. They want to hear the guy just really clown. They want to, I'm serious. They want to hear something else. So what we're going to do is bring that to the Rose Parade, and we're going to bring that to other things as well, other events. Football, baseball, hockey, the Academy Awards. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What we could do with the Academy Awards. Have you ever seen an event more than the Rose Parade that just screams out for somebody to just riff on it? And I mean, just tell the truth, it's the Academy Awards. So that's what we're going to do. And it all begins on January 1st with our webcast of the Rose Parade, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You can hear our unedited, unexpurgated, and all that other uncrap webcast of the Rose Parade. It's only $4.95, and all you have to do to sign up is go to our website, philhendryshow.com. That's the official website of the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. PHILHENDRIE show.com. $4.95, baby, gets you the history-making webcast of the Rose Parade. We're really excited to bring that to you. You know, one thing about radio, man, that I've noticed is, that, first of all, the thing with radio that's very interesting, and as we hand her into the new year, these are a few of Phil's thoughts. Radio is such a is a medium that is so self-hating. It's such a self-hating medium that it cannot, for very long, put up with any real artistry. In fact, if anybody comes along who is any is truly an artist, they have a very hard time dealing with that. And most of the time, they try to destroy that individual. They don't try to build him up. They try to destroy him or her. And I said in a magazine article, an interview that was done with me not too long ago, I said, you know, I'd like the radio to become an artistic art form, to become an art form that is truly an art form and not just this vague sales medium. And just to give an example, movies and television, they give out Academy Awards and they give out Emmys to shows that don't even make money. They give accolades and they give approval and they give that kind of praise to movies and TV shows that, that don't even make a dime. Radio would never do anything like that. I mean, maybe there's shows out there that's actually doing some cool stuff. They would never, like Billboard magazine. When's the last time you ever heard of them giving an award to the personality of the year? Some guy was pulling nothing but one shares, but was doing a really good, interesting, provocative show. They would never do that because that's not how this business is made. That's first of all, the guys that run this business don't get that. They just get the bottom line, which, well, they should. They have a right, and they'll always fall back on that. We have the right to a bottom line. We have the right to make a dollar. You don't get it, you don't understand. Yeah, 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 we got it already, okay? Go have yourself another drink. Yeah, we get all about the bottom line, slick. Freaking oily. Go sell some more olive oil. We're talking about, and what I said, and that's my mission. That'll be my mission in the year 2001. To make radio, or at least to promote radio, as an art form. Now, people laugh at you. They think that's really funny. They think that's really ridiculous and absurd. Well, that's my mission. That's what I'm going to be working on in the next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, and the year after that, to finally, once and for all, bring legitimacy to radio as an art form, and not just a toy for sales departments and promotion departments. So, and people want to laugh at me, and they want to say that I'm overblown, and, you know, Henry, you know, why don't you give it a rest, and you know what you're doing. That's fine. That's what I believe in, because I'm standing up for my business. I'm standing up for the people who work in this business who want to do something other than, you know, the same lame stuff. So, our webcast represents yet another step in that effort. And as far as what time we're going to be arriving for that thing on New Year's Day, man, are you any game? Because I've got a party to go to, so we're not going to be in any shape to do it either. Remember that. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So Craig's telling me he wants to donate his time to one of those services that drives juicers home on New Year's Eve. So they have a lot of these services, you know, where you can call them up, and if you need a drive home, you need a ride home because you've had too much to drink, they'll go ahead and send you a car, and off you go, and it's free. And you were saying that you thought it would be a lot of fun to do that. And the only part of that that I don't know why you think that I would never do that, only not because I'm just antisocial, you know. But were I a normal person, okay, were I mentally healthy, I still wouldn't want to do that because do you realize what you're asking for, man? You're going to be driving people home. It's going to be in your ear all night. Some juicer and his wife. It's your good deed for the year. All right. I mean, God bless you, brother. You should go with somebody, though. Have someone else in the car with you. And if possible, put a gun in the glove box. And then you're set. Because, you know, you're going to have all these people breathing freaking gin breath on you. Just, hey, okay, take me to, I forget. Okay, where are you going, man? I don't know. That's so pushy. God, that's whack that you would want to do something like that. But, you know, you're right. You know what? You're absolutely right. You would hear some very interesting stories. Find out about everybody's New Year's Eve is going. I mean, if you're the journalistic mind, you know, where you want to find out about life and people and places and things, that's what you do. You go out and you drive juicers home, drive drunks home on New Year's Eve. Serious. Serious as a heart attack. Hey, you want to write a book? There you go. There's your book. You know, you want an MTV, you want an HBO special? There you go. Driving drunks home. How about that taxi thing that they were doing? Are they still doing that? Taxi cab confession. They still doing that? Because the only thing I watch on HBO other than the movies is Sopranos. And I tried getting into Oz, but I don't, you know, what the hell? Yeah, sure, man. Let's watch a show about being inside, all the adventures the inmates are having this week. The hell? They do a jailbreak on that show. And Sex in the City, well, whatever. That redhead just creeps me out enough where I can't turn that on for very long. And so I keep going back to Sopranos. But that Taxi Cab Confessions I'll check out. And Driving Drunks Home, that'll be something else. This is going to drive me out of my mind. I've been watching Don Imus on Larry King for the last half hour, and his kid's crawling all over him. There's a raging fire behind Imus with a kid crawling all over him. Just pick the kid up and throw him in the fire, Don. Crawling all over top of him. Speaking of that, one of the kids flipped his lid last night. I had to intervene in a little domestic thing between two of the boys, and I mean they were going at it. And one of them flipped his lid, ready to kill. And we got to start taking stuff away from him now. I said, you know, you can't use your hands in a violent way against your brothers. You just can't do that. Well, I don't know. He's pissing me off. Well, what was he saying?
He was just saying stuff on purpose to piss me off.
Okay. Well, you got to be a master of yourself. You have to be a master of your own self and your own emotions, man. Grasshopper. You know what I'm saying?
Well, whatever. Is that a bunch of kung fu crap?
Yeah, it's kung fu crap. But you have to master yourself.
I do it every night.
I didn't say that. Master yourself. And in the meantime, man, we have to start taking away your internet connection. We got to take your computer out of there. We're going to have to take your waterbed out of there. I'm going to have to take your hookah out of there. I got to take your no keys to the motorcycle anymore. The motorhome, you can't use that. And the widescreen TV and the home theater with all the porno films, you're limited to one night a week.
Oh, God, what a jip.
I'm sorry. But you can't have any of that crap anymore, okay? Got to walk in there, and he has, like, his brother pinned to the floor, and he's got his hand in his mouth. I don't know. He's doing some movie, saw in a movie. Half these moves these kids see, man, it's like movie moves. He had his hand in his mouth like this thing, pinning his jaw back or something. And I said, well, okay. I mean, the guy, he's adolescent, so he's entitled to flip his lid. That's what you do when you're 14 and you're a boy. You flip your freaking lid. You want to put your head through a wall. That's cool. I get it, man. So I did the thing. I go, want to talk to me about it?
I don't know.
You know, I was 14 once, too.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I'd go out and smoke cigarettes and stuff. You want to smoke?
No, it's okay. All right.
When I was 14, man, I got my first vodka buzz. I can tell you,
well, I don't want to do that, man. Mom would kick my ass.
Well, you're right. I think that you just have to, back it off, man. And you know what? The next time the kid bugs you, you're an adult, right? You know, because I'm kind of playing. I says, you know, you're a young adult. You're emerging into adulthood.
Well, yeah, I like to think so.
Okay. Well, what you do, man, is you come to the other adults, and, well, let's deal with the kid. We'll all deal with the kid together.
No, I guess that's okay.
But, dude, if you keep doing this, man, we got to keep taking stuff away from you. We've already cut his internet access off. Next step, the whole computer will come out of his room. And that's a big hit for the modern kid. Having his computer, losing that, that's a major bad thing. He ain't got his own TV. If I took the computer away from Craig, he'd blow his own brains out. Think of what it would do to a 14-year-old. And he doesn't have television. They got the one big TV that all of them watch, you know. And I said to Maria, I go, he's 14. He's taking himself very seriously. And when you're taking yourself seriously like that, man, and your little 8-year-old brother is bugging you, you feel like you're trapped in a world of kids. You feel like you're trapped in a world of nerds, you know. You're going to go nuts. And she goes, what do you want? So like when he throws him through a window, that's good. Well, it's just growing pains. Don't worry about it. From the second floor? Well, maybe not that. You know. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
I can't. cannot believe that this guy's doing this. I'm sorry, but I live in Ventura County, and I'm hoping that our district attorney's office is listening to this, and I hope to God that he goes after this man and gets him for sexual harassment of the worst kind.
No. What's the DA going to get me for?
Sexual harassment.
How's that sexual harassment?
Because you don't have the right in any way, shape, or form to tell anyone that if they want to put up their Christmas lights, they have to have sex with you first.
But I never said that.
Yes,
he's claiming
did.
He's and claiming he never said it. What you said?
He said it. I heard him, and the rest of America heard him.
I said to the lady that my wife died in 1997, '97, and that it would be a kindness.
I don't care when your wife died. I don't care if she's still alive. It makes no difference. The fact is, you told these women.
I was loyal to my wife for 40 years.
It doesn't matter. You're telling them if they want Christmas lights, they're to sleep with you. Sorry. That's sexual harassment.
These Christian women want to have
their
lights.
These Christian women, what are you, Jewish? So they're bad because they're Christian and they want to have their Christmas lights up.
Oh, so you're a Jew hater, huh?
I thought you
hate Jews, right?
I thought
you know,
that
the governor of the state of California said don't use no Christmas lights. And these broads are using
your
them.
Decision.
These broads are
using
that's my decision as the condominium tenant representative to tell them that they can't use the Christmas lights.
Oh, really? And why? Unless they have sex with you. Hello?
That is
a
proviso.
Standard.
That is a proviso. If they were to have clean, hygienic, physical relations with me.
Called illegal. That's called sexual harassment.
Not if you use
and
a condom.
And if these women decide they want to file a class action suit against you,
you
I will link them up with an attorney to do it.
Ma'am, in the state of Nevada, if you use a condom, it is
you're not
clean.
You're not in Nevada. You're in California.
Well, and tell
and
me
it's
about...
it's illegal here. It's called sexual harassment.
When did you start hating Jews?
I don't.
Well, you
have
like a
wait a minute. Asking somebody like that is like saying, when did you start beating your wife, okay?
I don't hate Christians. The Christians are the ones that are sucking up all the electricity with the Christian lights.
How do you figure?
Because they're on all over the city, and the governor said, turn the damn things off. For crying out loud.
Are you living in the dark right now?
You don't use no Christian lights. I got regular lights.
You got regular lights. What does that have to do with Christmas lights? That's not causing this shorty.
I'm a very respectful man.
But it would be okay if they use up the electricity if they have sex with you. That's what you're saying.
That's what you're saying.
I am circumcised.
I don't care. She is a Christian.
She never had sex with a circumcised penis. And she...
Okay.
Oh, well, give it a break.
No,
this guy's got to be a... He's
no.
got to either be a...
Are you putting me on?
I am saying as I have a circumcised penis... And that she had never had a circumcision. She told me that.
So what? It has nothing to do with electricity.
I'm giving her a break.
Phil Hendry.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
What?